Hello? Hi, can I come in? Was that a yes or a no? I honestly can't tell. Oh my God. What is this? Your room? It's a disaster. When was the last time you did laundry? Okay, hold on a sec. Where are you? Wave a hand. You're under your blankets, I see. Can I sit? Oh, sorry, I didn't mean to sit on you. Okay, better. Now, why don't you get over the covers so that I can talk to you and not a lump in your blanket? Oh, wow. Hi. Who are you and what have you done with my roommate? Nothing. The hair and the bloodshot eyes and... You know what? Forget it. Not important. What's going on? You haven't left your room in 3 weeks. At least as far as I know. Do you have the chicken pox or something? Then do you want to explain to me what's going on? 'Cause I'm getting really worried over here. And I've been trying to give you space 'cause I know that sometimes when you get upset, you just need to lock yourself in your room, but that's usually only for a few hours, and it's been 3 weeks. What's going on? Wait, back up. She broke up with you? She broke up with you. Why? When? 3 weeks ago. Right, that makes sense. But why? That bitch. Sorry, language. That witch. I can't believe it. I can't believe she would break up with you. You are way out of her league. I'm not just saying that. I've always thought that. I've told you that before. Yeah, I did, and you didn't listen to me. Anyway, whatever. I'm so sorry. I can't believe she would break up with you. She's crazy. I mean, that is a whole new level of insanity that I didn't even think that she was capable of. God, I want to just drop kick her back to wherever the hell she came from. Hell, that's where she came from. I mean, does she actually think that she can find someone better than you? Good luck with that. She is gonna regret this for the rest of her life, I swear on it. And how dare she break up with you on the phone? What a coward. I mean, at least have the decency to do it in person. She's the worst. You know, I never did like her. Oh, I didn't make that clear already. Sorry, I don't mean to, like, lose my temper. I'm sure that's the last thing you need right now. Just know that I have your back, okay? And I know that it may not seem this way right now, but it's probably for the best. There are other girls out there. Girls that are a much better match for you. It's not like you are happy all the time with her anyway. Yeah, I know all relationships aren't sunshine and rainbows 24/7, but they should be sunshine and rainbows at least 50% of the time. You'll find someone else. Okay, I promise. But you can't keep going on like this. Lying in bed under the covers, just rotting away in here. It smells like dirty socks, and I'm sorry to bring this up now, but the smell is kind of starting to spread through the whole apartment. Okay, look, I'll do your laundry. You get out of bed and do something, shower first. That's a good first step. Come on, I'll help you up. Come on. Don't make me grab you by the legs and yank you out of here. It's for your own good. Okay, fine. But if you won't get out of bed, then I'm getting in too. Lift the blanket, make room. Look, I don't care what you say. I'm not leaving you alone right now. I'm staying here until you agree to get up. No, you're so stubborn. I wouldn't have to be doing this if you would just get out of bed. You're like the grandpa from Willy Wonka. What's his name? Grandpa Joe. You're like Grandpa Joe. So, are we just gonna die in here? I guess so. Our bodies will decompose and no one will know because the smell of your dirty socks will overpower the smell of our rotting flesh. What? Sorry. Why can I feel a candy wrapper brushing against my leg? How much food is in your bed? That's gross. Oh, lovely. You have a bag of chips in here, too. Oh, it's Lay's. Good choice. Is this an M&M? You stole my M&Ms. So you have left this room. You snuck out in the middle of the night and you stole my candy from the kitchen cabinet. You're awful. You know you could have just asked me. I would have said yes. Okay, I know I usually don't let you eat my food, but I would make an exception if I knew that you were going through something. Okay, well, from here on out, you can have as many M&Ms as you want. Oh, you ate them all. Wow, okay. Can I ask you something? What did you see in her? You know what I think? I guess you already know what I think. I'm gonna say it anyway. I think you're too good for someone who isn't sure about you. And I think that one day you're gonna meet a nice girl. Yes, a nice girl. Your dream girl. She'll have pretty eyes and a nice smile. And she'll put your heart back together. And she'll dance with you and kiss your face and love you unconditionally for the rest of your life. Doesn't that sound nice? And you'll look back on this and you'll think, thank goodness it didn't work out with me and what's her name. I remember her name, I'm just saying eventually you won't remember her name. I promise you that there's someone out there who is waiting to find you just as much as you're waiting to find her. But you're not going to find her if you stay in this room. Come on. I think it's time, don't you? Let's go. We can go out somewhere, do something fun. Find you your dream girl. Yeah? Okay. You take a shower, and I'm going to do your laundry. So how about we leave in like 15 minutes? Is that your phone? Or is it my phone? It's not my phone. It's your phone. I don't know where it is. Why would I know where it is? It's probably in the bed somewhere. Okay, well, let's look for it. I don't think it's on this side. Oh, gross. There are so many crumbs in this bed. I'm gonna wash your sheets as long as I'm doing laundry. You found it? Who is it? You're kidding, it's her. The nerve. Calling 3 weeks after you guys broke up. I wonder what she wants. I don't know. Maybe she, like, lost an earring here or something. Or maybe she wants to get back together. I've seen it happen before. It's not totally unheard of. I don't know. Do what you want to do. I'm not going to tell you whether or not to answer the phone. Does she deserve for you to pick up? No. But it might be interesting to hear what she has to say. She's calling you again? Oh my gosh. What are you gonna do? Are you gonna pick up? Did you just turn your phone off? Oh, wow. I am very impressed. Yes, I think that deserves a round of applause. Good job. I'm proud of you. Maybe she'll leave you a voicemail. That's weird. That's my phone. She wouldn't, would she? She did. She's calling me. I don't know. What do? Do I pick up? I don't want to talk to her. Maybe it is important. I mean, she's called you like 3 times and now she's calling me. Okay, I'm picking up. Shh. Hello? Hey, what's up? Sorry. No, I have no idea. Went to a club last night and hasn't come back. But I can deliver a message. Okay. Will do. Okay, bye. Oh my gosh, what did I say earlier? That she would spend the rest of her life regretting dumping you? Only took 3 weeks. 3 weeks. She said that she wants to talk to you and that she can't get a hold of you. And that it's important and that she made a huge mistake ending things. Well, she's right. She did make a very, very big mistake. So, you're really not gonna call her back? Well, I think we should celebrate. Okay, you take a shower, and I will do what I can about that pile of laundry, because it's coming pretty close to hitting the ceiling. Okay, I'll see you in a few. Yeah? You're welcome. Okay, now go. Take a shower. I can smell you from here.